And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 12th of February, 2009. It's the birthday of Abraham Lincoln and Charles Darwin, born on the same day in the same year. Abraham Lincoln in Hodgenville, Kentucky, 1809. In a log cabin, he had barely a year of traditional schooling. He was 6 feet four, pants always too short, ended up as the 16th president of the United States. Charles Darwin, born in Shrewsbury, England, 1809. After he sailed off to the Pacific and the Galapagos Islands, he put together his ideas about evolution, but didn't even want to tell his friends about it, much less publish them, because he knew they would be seen as anti-religious. Finally decided to publish a book as a way to support his children, and On the Origin of Species came out in 1859. It was a huge success. He said, "A scientific man ought to have no wishes, no affections, a mere heart of stone." It's the week of Valentine's Day, in which we are looking back at great novels of romance, such as Lolita, the love story by Vladimir Nabokov, published in 1955 in Paris, heavily censored in the United States, not published for another 3 years. A novel that begins, "Lolita, light of my life, fire of my loins, my sin, my soul, Lolita, the tip of the tongue taking a trip of 3 steps down the palate to tap at 3 on the teeth. Lolita." She was low, plain low in the morning, standing 4 feet 10 in one sock. She was Lola in slacks. She was Dolly at school. She was Dolores on the dotted line. But in my arms, she was always Lolita. The story of Humbert, who is obsessed with a young girl. He's also a novelist and a scholar who moves to New England to write and looks for a room to rent and meets Charlotte Hayes and is attracted to her 12-year-old daughter, Dolores, who becomes Lolita. And then there was the real-life love affair between Anais Nin and Henry Miller. It was on this day, 1932, that Anais wrote a letter to Henry talking about his hypersexuality, his torrential writing style. Henry Miller was an American living in Paris, struggling to write Tropic of Cancer. And Anais Nin and he became lovers, despite the presence of Henry Miller's wife, June, with whom Anais Nin was also in love. Anais Nin and Henry Miller wrote hundreds of letters, more than 20 years, which were later published, and so were Anais Nin's diaries, which detailed the affair. Here's a poem for today by Jane Kenyon, entitled "The Bat." I was reading about rationalism, the kind of thing we do up north in early winter, where the sun leaves work for the day at 4:15. Maybe the world is intelligible to the rational mind, and maybe we light the lamps at dusk for nothing. Then I heard wings overhead. The cats and I chased the bat in circles, living room, kitchen, pantry, kitchen, living room. At every turn, it evaded us, like the identity of the third person in the Trinity, the one who spoke through the prophets, the one who astounded Mary by suddenly coming near. A poem by Jane Kenyon, "The Bat," from her collection Otherwise, published by Grey Wolf Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with readings, guides, essays, audio recordings, poems, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Schweitzer and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.